Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communication Supervisor for the district, and you are listening to episode 20. This week, our guests are Lieutenant Colonel John Espinoza and Master Sergeant John Renner, who run our JROTC program for the Marion City Schools. Thank you both for being here today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, so I'd like to start each episode by getting to know our guests and their journey into their current role for the district. So if you could, tell us about your background in the military and how it led to your current position with the JROTC program here.
Well, good morning. I'm Lieutenant Colonel John Espinoza. A little bit about myself. Was serving in the United States Army. Was basically commissioned as a second lieutenant in July 1989 from the University of Florida International. And initially I was an air defense officer for the first 3 years. We would do like a branch detail in some of the branches itself. And then I crossed over into logistics and basically did the logistics as a maintenance officer for a total of about 18 years or so, culminating in about 24 and a half years service. Been all over, like five of the seven continents, Africa, South America, Asia, Europe, served all over there. Enjoyed my time. I've done a couple operational deployments for peacekeeping purposes and two combat tours to Iraq. I've enjoyed what I've been doing. I basically retired in August of 2014. I was working for an automotive company in the Toledo area for about a year and a half. Decided to transition out of that. Back in the summer of 2016, I was approached by the school district's operation officer and a friend of a friend, sort of. And so I interviewed here for the position, and I was hired on the 16th of August, 2016 to establish a ROTC program here. Initially, we were called a National Defense Cadet Corps. We were on probation for approximately 4 or 5 years until about a year and a half ago, we were actually a full-fledged JROTC, Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps. So I've been here now for 7.5 years, enjoying my time in the school district, the program, and working with the cadets and mentoring them.
Good morning. My name is Master Sergeant Renner. I started my career as an armor NCO. I was on a tank, basically, if you want to know what an armor NCO does. In 1999, I served 22 and a half years, serving from a platoon sergeant to a first sergeant, retiring just most recently last year. My last position in the Army, I served as the senior military instructor at The Ohio State University for the senior ROTC program, where I taught young college students and trained them to become officers. So it was an easy transition for me coming from teaching at a university into the high school, which is where I actually met Lieutenant Colonel Espinoza, because Ohio State University partners with the local JROTC programs, and as a senior instructor, that was my job to build that relationship. So the job last year came open, and I retired in January of last year and transitioned straight into this job. So not really a break for my retirement, went right into teaching at the high school, and so far I really love it. The kids are great to work with. They really enjoy what they do, and hopefully we can continue to build the program from here on out.
Awesome. So just kind of piggybacking off of that, I'm going to ask this to both of you, but just for our families who are listening that maybe don't know what JROTC program is or anything like that, could you both kind of just explain a little bit about what it is to get people familiar with it?
The one misconception a lot of people think is that we're here to train people to go to basic training, to join the military, and that's not at all what we do. We're trying to build better citizens. We're trying to teach these kids study techniques, how to be a better student, and really only about maybe 10% of it is anything really military related, and that's, you know, drill and ceremony, marching, physical fitness, but majority of the stuff that we learn is all classroom curriculum developed by the United States Army and Cadet Command.
Yeah, to also kind of add to that is that the program has its lessons itself are very diverse. We cover a lot of areas. There's a portion of civics. There's health. nutrition, other than just physical fitness that we do twice a week. We cover things as well as burns and lacerations, the CPR class that's provided by myself and Master Sergeant Renner. We cover things that we want to be involved in the community itself, be it parades, or just recently we did a Martin Luther King celebration here at the Palace. So we definitely want our students to be involved in community and school activities. We're fortunate we have individuals that are in the band and also in activities outside of school, and that kind of builds that rapport with the families as well as the community itself.
Okay, so I want to start at the high school level first. So, Lieutenant Colonel, I'll talk with you first. So, kind of just speak about the different courses cadets would take here at the high school level, and then kind of discuss the opportunities available to cadets once they graduate.
Well, right now, the way the program is established here at the high school is that we have four LET levels. So, LET meaning Leadership Education Training, right? And so, the first year cadets would learn the basic stuff, the drill, the wearing of the uniform, the significance of the American flag, a little bit about military history itself. And as you go through the years, you start to build on that. So then you have your LET 2s, 3s, and 4s. The 3s and 4s start to take over some of the leadership responsibilities. They should be running some of the drill, the physical fitness activities we're doing, maybe presenting some curriculum, some lessons as well, providing presentations, trying to organize events, helping the staff, the cadre, and the Master Sergeant myself. As they start to learn these things, the idea is to build confidence, reassurance in themselves, educate them in ways in which they can start to understand how to manage their time throughout school, especially with all the additional activities that they may be involved in, be it sports or their work after school. Also, we do events that they'll have to participate and volunteer for. Those are things that they have to learn how to be able to plan out ahead of time and so forth. So after graduation, you know, our main goal is for them to all graduate, to help them understand the importance of that piece of paper after 12 years of education, and then move on and try to find something career-wise, be it a trade school, technical school, and or college, something that will help them be productive in their career, in their life.
And our students, when they're getting ready for graduation, they have to have a number of seals to graduate. So is this one of the programs where they can obtain one of those seals?
Yes, there are some stipulations to that. One of the things that they have to be able to complete at least 2 to 3 years of JROTC, and on top of that, have an enlistment contract with a military branch of service.
Okay.
So there's a couple of things that they have to check those blocks themselves. So what I've seen in the past is that they have 3 to 4 years of ROTC, and then on top of that, they have an enlistment contract that they can show the district, okay, or the school board, whatever, that they've qualified, that they've met all the requirements for enlistment. And again, it doesn't matter which branch of service.
Perfect. All right, and then Master Sergeant, obviously a brand new this year for the middle school level, we are introducing the JROTC program. So what was sort of the thought process behind offering this to middle school students? And then secondly, just like the high school level, what types of classes will those cadets be able to take in middle school?
Well, at the beginning of the year, there was a need for an additional teacher at the middle school. I taught life skills to 8th graders and 6th graders. And I sat down with Principal Saban at the middle school and talked to him about possibly starting an 8th grade program for JROTC. We're not authorized to teach anybody below 8th grade, and 8th grade just seemed like the right choice. One, to help grow the program. Just because we want to increase the numbers within our program. It allows us to do a lot more things at the high school as well, to include competing in a lot of competitions. And we want to bring the best and brightest kids, and I think catching them in the middle school and showing them what our program has to offer will let them open their eyes to see what we can do at the high school level as well. But some of the stuff that we cover in eighth grade is the same as we do as freshmen. Starting next year, we're going to actually do a full year-long course with the eighth graders. This year, it's only a semester, and they're going to get half a credit for physical education and for JRTC. But next year, they'll get a full credit, and it's a high school credit as a freshman. That'll allow them to you know, increase their credits towards graduation towards the end. And also, this class could possibly be the first class in the program history to be what we call Lit Level 5, which was newly developed this year, a new curriculum for fifth-year cadets. One thing to caveat what the colonel was talking about enlistments, we do not push students to join the military, but we do support them and if they would like to do that. And the one thing also about if they serve 3 to 4 years of JRTC, they can actually get promoted to up to E3 in the Army. Okay. So they'll start off making about $1,000 more a month. Wow. Just based off that rank increase.
All right, and this question is for both of you. So not every district has an in-house JROTC program available. So what would you like to say to students and families who may be interested in the program? And then also, if they are interested, how exactly can they get involved?
Well, most students, just they can go sit with their guidance counselor and kind of talk about what the JROTC program offers. We give handouts to the guidance counselors as well, so the students can see what our curriculum is made of. The one thing that we want to make sure they understand is that they're not required to do anything before or after school as part of JROTC, but we do have programs to include. We're starting an archery team, hopefully by the end of this year, so we can travel around the state. A JLAB team, which is essentially an academic team, that where if we compete at state, we can compete at nationals, and kids can get trips paid for free to go to Washington, D.C. to compete nationally, as well as Raider Challenge, which is the high school version of what they call the Ranger Challenge at the ROTC programs, where we have a 10 cadet team that goes and competes around the state and also within the Midwest. So there's a lot of cool things that they can really do, and that was kind of the goal of building the program and bringing more students in so we can create those teams. But overall, the curriculum is based on what we get from the Army, and the Army stuff that we do on the outside is separate from what the requirement is for the class.
Okay.
To add to that as well, some of the activities we do are also towards the summer, and again, it's all voluntary based. We have sort of like a JRTC summer camp.
Okay.
That's located just south of Cleveland, Ohio. It's a Boy Scout reserve camp, and we've done this probably since I've been here for the last 7 to 8 years, and it's all volunteer based. We take our cadets, and all expense paid. Their lodging, meals, transportation is provided. They get a great experience there. There's a lot of leadership opportunities. It's 21 different ROTC programs to consolidate there. In the past, we've maxed out to about 270 cadets. So not only it's our cadets, our students, but they get to interact with other students in schools as well. And the cadre, the instructors from all those schools, will also be the instructors and leaders that will be mentoring these cadets throughout the 5 days. Normally, we depart here on a Monday in the morning, and we're back on Friday midday. It's a great experience. They enjoy it. A lot of them want to go back the following year if possible.
I always ask this at the end of my podcast because it always is the most interesting question to me, but what's been your favorite part about working for Marion City Schools so far?
I started with, basically kind of a tough situation where when I came in here, I had nothing, no books, no materials, supplies and resources. And they went 100% out there to help me. I got the resources and funding within a matter of weeks. They understood that I would have to coordinate with additional schools, and they covered me while I was gone in order to go to the University of Toledo or Bowling Green or Ohio State to collect additional resources, uniforms, equipment, flags, those types of things in order to build the program itself. Plus, they helped me with the marketing down at the middle school and throughout the school itself. And that's what kind of kick-started the program back in 2016. Again, I can't say anything bad. They've always been behind my back and supporting me and providing me what I needed when I basically requested it.
Great. All right, Master Sergeant, go ahead.
Definitely the staff. From when I got hired and interviewed by Principal Musbach, and also the students really surprised me. Coming from a university where it's mandatory for them to be there because they're paying for the class, essentially, to students at the high school level, I was a little nervous coming in. You know, thinking, you know, they just have to take a JRTC class, you know, they're just going to wing it. But a lot of these kids put a lot of effort into it, and it just drives me to want to push harder and help increase these kids' potential, because they put in time before and after school, 4 days a week at a minimum. On the weekends, like you said, the Martin Luther King event, we do the Popcorn Festival, we do Memorial Day events, and these kids don't get anything extra out of it other than getting to put on a uniform and seeing the pride on their faces when they represent the program and to carry that flag. I think it's a pretty special thing.
That's it for this week's episode. I want to thank Lieutenant Colonel John Espinoza and Master Sergeant John Renner for coming on the podcast today and sharing all this great information about the JROTC program. You can follow along with their activities and see how you can be involved with the program on Facebook. Just search for the Marion Harding High School JROTC. Until next time, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.